Hey everyone, it is Sean Smith from Black Push. We continue our sequel today with Mr. Fred Swine, who ran for Agriculture Commissioner. He's here to educate us today on the importance of the Agriculture Commissioner position. So stay tuned for this collective dialogue.
First of all, I'm sure other people have kind of mentioned this, but almost all of the constitutional officers have no stated powers in the Constitution itself. Basically, the Constitution says that all of the powers, duties, responsibilities, etc., will be given by the legislature. So this moves from legislature to legislature. Right now, what the Georgia legislature has deemed for the Commissioner of Agriculture is not only regulating farms and farming activities, and but also dealing with our produce and trade. Trying to establish trade relationships for our larger marketers. But also there's a lot of other things people don't realize. Like we not only deal with large animal agriculture, cows, pigs, horses, but also domestic animal, what they call companion animal agriculture. So that's dogs, cats, the Department of Agriculture licenses all veterinarians, all animal rescues, all boarding facilities. If you are going to breed more than one litter a year, especially of dogs, you have to have a license with the department. Not everybody follows that, and there are a lot of problems with animal companion animal throughout the state. We obviously regulate things that people wouldn't think about, the gas pumps. If you ever pump gas, there's like a sticker on there that says when the pump was last inspected, and it'll say that's from the Department of Agriculture. People are like, agriculture and gas pumps. They also regulate grocers, so supermarkets, so checking the temperature of the freezers, making sure that they're keeping up to date, things on the shelves, the place is relatively clean. They are licensed by the department. And weights and measures, interestingly enough, keeping up with the Georgia standards for all official weighing and measuring of various things, including things just as simple as the weights you use at a grocery store to the weights they use at some truck stops, things like that, and just calibrating them, that sort of thing. Pesticides, not only because obviously dealing with agricultural products, but also they license all of your home pest control people. So anybody who deals with those kind of chemicals has to go through the department. It is an extremely powerful office that nobody thinks about. And in my opinion, as I've said many times during the campaign, it's, other than governor, probably the most powerful office in the state of Georgia, just with not only the things it controls, but the impact it can have on people's lives.
Wow. Now, as you mentioned about gas stations, and is that because of the environmental aspect of it, because the tanks are underground?
Runoff
water, that kind of stuff.
You can get there from there, but the real reason is because the legislature put it there. It used to be, many years ago, under the Commissioner of Insurance, because the Commissioner of Insurance's official title is Commissioner of Insurance and Safety Fire, which I don't know why it's not fire safety, but it's safety. That is actually what it says, safety fire. It used to be there, and then they moved it to agriculture. Now, yes, you can say it is about protecting the environment because of concerns around that. And I think that that's a good way to think about it, because I think that not enough people think about agricultural impacts on the environment. Mm-hmm. Agriculture is one of the leading contributors to greenhouse gas emissions through methane. And I think that if we begin thinking about regulating environmental concerns from agriculture, from an agricultural standpoint, will actually have a bigger impact not only on climate change in general, but also, solid waste runoff into our rivers and streams, and the use of overuse of pesticides and herbicides getting into the air. These are all real costs that communities have to pay on some level to clean it up. And so I think that we should really begin talking in dollars and cents about the price of cheap agricultural products versus the overall cost to their local communities in cleaning up some of the degradation that some of these businesses engage in. Now, I want to say this. Many, many farmers are very good stewards of their land, and most of these small family farms take better care of their land than the average home buyer, because they're going to their wealth comes from the land. They're going to give that to their children and their children. It's the big ag conglomerates that really are the ones who need to be regulated more than anything.
The position of commissioner for agriculture, how does that affect the everyday voter?
It really depends upon how aggressively that commissioner wants to affect the everyday voter. Because obviously, you know, people worry about how to get food on their table. And this is literally how Georgia produces food and gets it to the table. But so much of the food that is grown here in Georgia, or so much of the produce, or is not necessarily food for local communities. It is corn and cotton and other things that are sold nationally and internationally, and that money is supposed to come back. That's why agriculture is our number one industry, generating the largest net amount of revenue of any other industry in the state. But very little of that gets to the local communities. And so the commissioner can create programs that will create more small family farms, which would mean that there are more local sources of fresh, healthy food. That would mean that there are more places for there to be more markets for this food, more money staying within communities. That's a huge problem, because one of the big problems that we have in Georgia is something we'll call food deserts. And most people don't even know they live in a food desert, because they don't, because they're like, I can get food. What are you talking about? Right. But we're not talking about necessarily just your ability to run up to the 7-Eleven and get a bag of chips or a couple of apples out of a basket. We're talking, or go to your local Dollar General and get something frozen to eat. You know, we're talking about the ability to have fresh, healthy, locally sourced food. And vast swaths of Georgia are food insecure, meaning that their access to fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, fresh meats, they are so far away that they'll, you know, it'll take them, they can't go shopping that place more often than a month. For example, Crawford County in Middle Georgia, where I'm from, they, in 2012, when their Piggly Wiggly closed, instantly the entire county became a food desert. But that is a farming community. But to get fresh food, you have to drive 30 minutes at least down US 80 till you get to Bibb County into Macon before you hit a Walmart. That's the first place you can get anything at all. And so Commissioner of Agriculture obviously regulates farms. They promote farming. They can promote small family farms. They also regulate supermarkets. So when we're about to see a supermarket closure, they can be proactive, step in and say, hey, how can the state help this place from closing down, as opposed to how can we help not lose it? And maybe how can we get more local food into this place, as opposed to just thinking about how to enrich Tyson, Purdue, ConAgra, groups like that, Bayer, formerly Monsanto, and people like that. So there are a multitude of ways in which the Department of Agriculture can impact the everyday lives of people.
So, with that being said, what is it that a voter should be looking for in a candidate that is running for this position?
They should be looking for experience, obviously, with, in some degree, the industry. They should be looking for connections and contacts, not just with, you know, the big guys, but also who do they talk to in the community. There is an entire network of small farmers, especially black farmers, tight-knit network of folks who all talk to each other, who help each other, who trade knowledge and advice and redirect people to each other and things like that. And getting into that, if someone's connected to that network, because that's people who's going to advise you on the best ways in which to help local communities, especially black and brown communities, become more self-sufficient through the department. And obviously someone who seems to understand the true power of the office and looking at, I always look at, when I go to a candidate's website, first thing I do, before I go to the bio, before I go to anything, I want to see if they have a platform. I want to see what their policies are. Why are you running? What do you want to do? And make sure that those things align with your values. And honestly, yeah, for the most part, I would tell people if a candidate's not putting their policies out there, you may want to question what their policies are if they're not willing to put it out there. Just being real.
Right.
And that goes, I'm a Democrat. I've been a Democrat for many years, but that goes for both parties. Regardless, you need to know what that person stands for.
And if they have the best interests of the people of the state of Georgia,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to using that position for their own personal gain, in which...
Or even understanding what the best... not even thinking about just using somebody who's using it for personal gain, but somebody who does not understand what is in the best interest of the people. There are many, many, I would say, good-hearted people who simply have the wrong idea and the wrong path that's not going to help your family as you move forward. So I think that's another thing, just thinking about it in that terms.
Okay. I tell you, it sounds like it's a very, very important position here in the state of Georgia, that the voters definitely need to get out and do the footwork and, you know, go ahead and click a few buttons and get some information and knowledge for yourselves as far as the Commissioner of Agriculture is concerned, the candidates that are running for that position. That mm-hmm. way, we can make an informed decision, because it does come back to, it will hit home.
There's a reason why Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, food and shelter and whatnot are on the bottom, and agriculture impacts all of that. It's normally roughly defined as food, fiber, and fuel. So, you know, you eat, clothes you wear, and stuff to fuel vehicles and whatnot, or, you know, timber, whatnot to build housing, etc. But agriculture is a path for individual communities to become self-determining and to find their own way, and to no longer just be stuck doing the same thing that they've always done all the time. And I think that self-determining aspect of agriculture is why it's the most powerful aspect of this office, and why I want to see someone get in who's truly going to use the office in order to give people that hand up so that they can then make the best decisions about their own lives and but the directions of their own community.
If you had to explain the position to a very new 18-year-old voter, how would you do it?
Well, if for someone, say, like maybe graduating high school, and looking at their options and what they kind of want to do, I would talk with them about their future and where they see themselves going, and kind of, you know, how they're going to feed themselves and their families. And I would basically, on my old campaign, my uh, my finance director said that when she first came on, she thought it was not going to be nothing but cows and corn. And basically starting out from that place and saying, yes, agriculture is a lot about cows and corn, especially if you're into cattle and you're into corn, sure. But it's more than that, and it's bigger than that. And I would encourage the 18-year-old to think about all different things that are grown, that they eat, that they wear, that they put in their tanks. Sometimes, especially if you're using like biodiesel or something, and all the different aspects of their life that are touched by agriculture, and try to think of it beyond something that happens out there, and maybe something that they can have a direct hand in and impact on. That's kind of the way I would explain it. It's the old traditional farm thing as a starting point, but we can think beyond that to how can you use it to grow your future. The only thing I would add is just I hope that every voter thinks about how agriculture can directly impact their lives when they're going to the ballot, and I hope that they can begin having a curiosity about how they can get involved in Georgia's largest industry on their own time outside of that. Because I think that there's a ton of opportunity, but I also think that there are ways in which there's an opportunity not just for the individual, but for communities as well. And I would love to see more people taking this as a jumping off point to looking at urban agriculture, to looking at individual processing of agricultural goods, that sort of thing. Looking at the opportunities that are there. So I believe in agriculture as a vehicle for self-determination, and I want everybody to begin seeing it that way as well.
Thank you so much for being tuned to our conversation today. Hopefully you learned more about the state office we talked about today. Please don't forget, register to vote, get out and vote. November 8th, your vote makes a difference. Let's let our voices be heard.